A new report out today offers a national view of state-funded preschool programs. It considers everything from cost and quality to who's enrolled and who's not. Corey Turner of the NPR Ed team has a few of the highlights.
Or lowlights. It depends on your point of view. For example, glass half full, pre-K enrollment is up. Glass half empty, it's still pretty low. 29% of the nation's four-year-olds were in state-funded pre-K last year. Now, that doesn't include all of the kids enrolled in federally funded Head Start, but when you lump them all together, the number's still low, with fewer than 40% of kids in any kind of public preschool. The report comes courtesy of the National Institute for Early Education Research at Rutgers University. Here's director Steve Barnett with example number two. Glass half full.
Spending's up a tad, which is better than going down.
And glass half empty.
We're still $1,000 per child below where we were a decade ago.
The report also lays out 10 benchmarks to measure quality. Things like, are classes small, teachers well-trained, and meals nutritious? 5 states get gold stars for meeting all 10 benchmarks: North Carolina, Rhode Island, Alabama, Alaska, and Mississippi. At the opposite end of the spectrum are Texas and Florida. Again, glass half full. In Texas, more than half of all four-year-olds are enrolled in state-funded preschool. And in Florida, that number is 80%. That's really good. But glass half empty, says Barnett?
They meet the fewest benchmarks of any states in the country.
In other words, quantity, check. Quality, not so much. If there's a star pupil in this class, it's Washington, D.C. Its high school graduation rate is abysmal, but it's treating preschool as one long-term fix and outspending every state on the list. As a result, the district's pre-K programs met nearly all of the quality benchmarks set out in this new report, and they enrolled nearly 99% of D.C. four-year-olds. Corey Turner, NPR News, Washington.